Look, of course they're gonna say that. It's their lord, and they're gonna say whatever it takes to make it sound like he's still alive. Listen, trust me. I was there. He's not alive. Pull up a chair. Let me buy you a drink and I'll tell you what really happened. No, it's fine. I just got a little bit of a bonus, so it's fine. Now listen. This is what happened. So your chief priests, they remembered that deceiver saying that he'd be alive again in 3 days, and they figured that, his disciples would steal the body and claim he was alive, kind of like they did. So your chief priests went to the governor, Pilate, and they said, "Hey, put a guard out there." And he did. So I went. And I stood out there all night long. All night long. And Gaius, he brought some of his wine, and well, we fell asleep. No, of course it's not normal. I'm a good soldier. I do my duty all the time. All right. Most of the time. You want to hear what happened or not? And yeah, we woke up at dawn. Stone was rolled away, body was gone. Obviously, the thieves stole the body. Obviously, the disciples came in and just took it while we were sleeping. Yeah, his disciples. Yeah, I heard they're a bunch of cowards. Of course they are. Who could stand up to a Roman soldier like me, huh? I don't. Maybe they got drunk and brave. I don't know. Look, I don't analyze personalities. I just say what I told. I mean, I say what I saw. And I saw an empty tomb when I woke up. The only possibility is that they stole the body. Yeah, the brave disciples. No, I wasn't punished. Well, of course I should have been. I fell asleep on the job. I failed my duty. Normally, I'd be killed for that kind of thing. But I went to the chief priests and I told them what happened, and they were fine with it. They dealt with my commanding officer. No, I won't tell you why I went to your chief priests first. Look, I can tell you for sure, though. He's dead, all right? What do you mean, where'd I get the bonus from? It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with this. Listen, who cares, all right? He's dead. He's dead. He's dead, and he cannot be alive. Yeah, well, who are you gonna believe? Some women? Or a Roman soldier? They claim that there was an earthquake and an angel, and we became like dead men. You're right. Right. Look, I'm a veteran. I fought in more battles than you would believe. I know what I saw, and it takes more than some vision to make me like a dead man. And if you think I acted like that, if you think I fainted, me, I will show you how much of a man I am. And you will learn what it is to fear a Roman soldier. Listen, buddy, you're paying for your own drink now. You keep that up, and I will take you outside, and we'll have some words, all right? I was there. He's not alive. He can't be alive. I need another drink. Now, brothers and sisters, the Roman soldiers were bribed. They were terrified of what they saw. They became like dead men when they saw that angel. But their lies couldn't keep Jesus in the grave. He really rose, and he really lives. And this story is true.